David Grimm, editor of Science's free online daily news site, Science Now, joins us to talk about the latest science news. Hi, David.
Hey, Rob.
So what stories do you have for us today?
Well, Rob, we're going to talk about how to eat a very nasty ant, a planetary collision that happened in our own galactic neighborhood, and finally, how the oceans are getting noisier.
Well, let's start with how to eat a very nasty ant. Is this advice for humans eating ants?
No, Rob, this story actually has to do with horned lizards, which subsist on a diet of harvester ants, which are pretty nasty.
Why are they nasty?
They have a very venomous sting, and they have powerful mandibles for biting. And one would think that anything that ate these ants would be in for a lot of trouble. But these lizards live in a very tough environment. They're in an arid region of the American West, and there's just not a whole lot to eat. So they kind of got to eat these ants. And so they've had to adapt a special way of eating these ants. And thanks to two teams of researchers, scientists now know how they do it. One team used high-speed video to show that the lizards eat these ants in sort of one foul swoop, whereas most lizards sort of chew on ants for a little while before they swallow them. The tongue of these horned lizards just darts out at these harvester ants, and they swallow their prey in one gulp. That's the first thing that makes these lizards unusual in how they eat these ants. And the second thing, cut open some of these lizards' stomachs. And what they found is that the ants inside the stomach were all encased in these nice little round balls of mucus. And on further examination, the researchers noticed that these lizards have a shag carpet type of tissue at the back of their throat that seems to secrete mucus. So the trick seems to be these lizards grab the ants very fast, shove them to the back of their throat, coat them with mucus, and then swallow them whole. It's a very quick process. And by encasing the ants in this mucus, it prevents the ants from doing anything, so they can't be trying to chew their way out of the lizard's stomach because they're trapped, basically. And they're eaten so fast that they really can't do any damage on the way down.
Well, from the uniqueness of the horned lizard's eating style to what may turn out to be not so unique in the Milky Way, tell me about this planetary collision. Where did that happen?
Well, Rob, this collision happened in a binary system called BD plus 20 307. No, it just rolls off the tongue.
So to speak, Dave.
Right. But it's actually not that far away. It's about 300 light years away in the constellation Aries. And a few years ago, scientists found in this area what they thought was one very young star surrounded by a huge cloud of dust. But recently, using more advanced telescopes, they were actually able to see that there were two stars here, and they were actually old stars, about the same age as our sun, but they were locked in very close orbit, which is why earlier the teams had suspected that there was just one star here.
And so the dust cloud was the remnants of some collision of planets?
Right. That's what astronomers think. They think that there's two large bodies, potentially as large as Earth, but at least as large as the moon, that collided and annihilated each other, creating this dust cloud. And what's even more interesting is astronomers think this happened relatively recently. And that's because if you have a big cloud of dust like this, over time, it will either fall into the stars and disappear, or the solar winds will blow it away. And based on that, astronomers think this collision may have happened no more than 100,000 years ago and potentially even more recently. And that's interesting because astronomers don't think that these types of collisions happen much anymore. Planetary collisions happened a lot when the universe was very young because you had a whole bunch of things flying around and knocking into each other. But astronomers think things have sort of stabilized over time. So it's really unusual to see evidence of a big collision like this that happened so recently, at least in relative terms.
So it was something about the binary star system or a third large body that came by that made this collision happen?
Right. The idea is that the stars are so close together and potentially there was something strange about the orbits of the planets around these stars or the influence the stars was having on their orbits that caused these orbits to be very unstable and eventually caused the planets to smack into each other. Or another possibility is, as you said, there may be a third star there that astronomers just haven't spotted yet, which also may have contributed to destabilizing these planetary orbits.
Well, from collisions in space to potential collisions under the sea, is that how the ocean is getting noisier? Things are bumping into one another more and more?
Not exactly. This story has to do with the oceans becoming more acidic, which causes the things under the ocean that are making noise, whether it's whale sounds or sonar or things bumping into each other, to travel further and seem noisier. And the reason this is happening is because as carbon dioxide levels increase in the atmosphere because of greenhouse gas emissions, some of this carbon dioxide seeps into the ocean, which turns the ocean more acidic. And that's already a problem for a lot of marine animals because these acidic waters tend to dissolve corals or shells or things like that. But researchers also know that acidic seawater makes sound travel faster. And they're really not sure why that happens. They think it has something to do with the way water and salt molecules interact with sound waves. And a team of researchers found that this problem is going to get worse over time. What they did was they looked at predictions from the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. And this is the panel that over the past couple of years has predicted what's going to happen in terms of global warming due to human activity. And the panel predicts that by 2050, the pH of seawater is going to drop by about 0.3 units. And as pH drops, water is getting more acidic. And factoring that into their test, and the researchers did some field studies with actual ocean water and also some studies in the lab, they found that by 2050, some parts of the ocean will relay sound up to 70% farther than they do now, especially areas in the Atlantic Ocean.
Well, a lot of creatures depend on noise, sonar, things like that in order to live. How is that going to affect them?
Right. Well, whales and dolphins, for instance, depend on sound for hunting and communication. And studies have already shown that military sonar can really disrupt whale activity and potentially even cause them to get the bends. And so if you can imagine military sonar traveling even farther, then it has the potential to impact even more whales. Also, any creature that uses sound for communication, if they're getting a bunch of other signals and a bunch of other noise in the water that they normally wouldn't get, it's going to disrupt their communication, potentially disrupting their breeding habits or even their migratory habits. So there could be a large potential impact on marine animals.
Is this just something that the animals are going to have to learn to live with, and we're just going to have to see these changes happen, or is there something that can be done about it?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's something the researchers didn't address in this study, so we'll just have to wait and see.
Okay. Well, thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Rob.
So what other stories are you looking into for Science Now?
Well, Rob, we're looking into stories about how HIV evolved in Africa, how a fungal battle is going on the backs of some beetles. And finally, we'll be covering the Ig Nobel Prizes, which are sort of a funny version of the Nobels. So be sure to check out the site.
David Grimm is the editor of Science Now, the free online daily news site of science. You can catch up on the latest science news at sciencenow.sciencemag.org.